Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
That's a great idea to do if you've got a problem, if you've got a solution, if you've got a question, if you've got an answer, if you're having a great day, if you're not having such a great day. I'm here to help you with whatever it is that's important to you. And it doesn't make any difference what the person before you was talking about. It's obviously not going to make much difference to the person after you because you're not going to know that. But there's no need to sort of fit in. There's no need to apologize. There's no need to temper or tailor your question to whatever it is that seems to precede you, whether it's Manny and myself talking about something or with another caller. I'm just here to help you with whatever's on your mind. And the phone number, as you know, is 855-99-3-7569, which is the same as 899-DR-JOY. And Bill was my last caller yesterday, and we really ran out of time. So Bill gets to be very first today. Welcome aboard. Thank you for calling back. And so let's start off. You had mentioned that you're a vet and that you had a traumatic event. I believe it was in 1989?
Yes, Dr. Joy Brown. I was on board the USS Abraham Lincoln during Papa Bush's watch and Dick Cheney's watch.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, I was on board the ship, and the whole ship was training for a particular task called egress training. And that's where every compartment on board the aircraft carrier, people are blindfolded, and, you know, they push you, and they poke sticks at you, and you try to find your way out of the compartment. No problem.
Okay.
So the first guy they did it to, they did all that, but then they took him to the ground. They took off his dungarees. They took off his underwear, and they held him there. And they put a chemical grease gun in his backside with chemical soap. And I was
why?
With my friend.
Why would they do
that's
that?
That's their initiation or their hazing or their illegal hazing, whatever they want to call it. So my friend who was standing next to me, I said, man, they're not going to do that to me. And I tried to get out of the compartment, and I didn't make it. Didn't make it to lunch. They got me. And,
okay.
The rest
so,
of it, you know.
All right. So, did you complain to a senior officer?
Yes, ma'am. It went to. I even went right to the doctor's office right after that, and we went to captain's mass.
Okay. So what happened?
I was given an honorable discharge. I was given an honorable discharge and labeled with a personality disorder, which made thousands of disabled veterans who were given that wrong diagnosis of a personality disorder. It's made thousands of disabled veterans miss out on VA benefits for years. My current psychiatrist for the VA says I should have had PTSD. I said, can you put that down on a piece of paper so I could turn that into the United States Court of Appeals for Veterans Claims? She says, no. I said, why? She says, because I'll be fired.
Well, does she work for the VA?
Yes, she does.
Well, then go find somebody who... All right, let me... First of all, the first thing I would do is go find somebody who's outside the system. Because then they're not going to worry about being fired. Let me just back you up, because this sort of resonates with a story, believe it or not, that was just before I was on the air, which was a bunch of years ago.
You're only 39.
Exactly. Yeah, the amazing thing is I'm 4 years younger than my daughter. It's extraordinary. They had said, we want you to do a show, and I said, I'm not sure I want to do it. And they said, well, come and do... one show and see how you like it. So I came in, and the usual host of the program wasn't actually there. And, you know, I don't want to take up too much of your time, although I'll give you as much time as you need.
I'm honored.
All right, fair enough. Thank you. All right, so the first caller was a man who was much like you, I think, as much as I know you. And then he said he tried. He was a little older than you were, I think, and tried to enlist. In the Korean War, I believe it was. He tried to enlist. Was the point? And they said that he was a sociopath, which is a personality disorder. And, I interviewed him and, on the air, and it turned out the definition, he may have had problems, but he wasn't a sociopath. He'd married, he had kids, he'd never been arrested, he didn't have uncontrollable anger, he didn't have a substance abuse problem. In other words, by definition, he was not a sociopath. And I said to him at the time, I said, look, if somebody tells you something and it doesn't make any sense to you, at least ask for an explanation. And just because somebody has alphabet soup before or after their name doesn't mean they're smarter than you are. It just means they have a perspective. And you, if someone says something that doesn't make any sense, ask, whether it's me or anybody else. And he's the one who convinced me to do the work that I've been doing for the last 20-some years, in that since I was 14, in that you could hear him in that interaction put down 20 years of misery because someone had said to him essentially what they'd said to you, which is there's a personality disorder. And they were more specific. They said he was a sociopath, and I said, by definition, he couldn't be. He just didn't fit the criteria at all. And I thought, geez, Louise, maybe there really is a place to help people. And, I had a friend at the time who said, I had a fairly active practice, and he said, if you can help 300 people in a year in your private practice, which is pretty active practice, you can do that in a day on the air. And, of course, that's off by several orders of magnitude. But he's the reason that I'm doing this. So it's not that I'm unfamiliar with the story, that you've got the armed services are a huge bureaucracy that counts on compliance. And when
You're putting the nail right on the head.
Yeah.
If the White House or the Veterans Administration offered you a position right now, I hope you would take it, because you would agree that people that, like for me, military sexual trauma, I shouldn't be labeled mental, correct?
Well, the point is that if they're going to do something like that, they have to have some criteria for it, number one, and there has to be some treatment for it. I mean, if you're going to say somebody has a problem that happened on your watch, then you're responsible for it. But the point is that you've got a huge system, and as you know, the VA hospital has come under huge complaint in the last couple of years about, and I think the country as a whole feels that we are not doing well by our veterans. So it's not, and to be quite honest, my brother actually graduated from OCS, from the Navy, not Naval Academy, but OCS.
Yeah.
And I went down for his graduation, and they actually did offer me a job. And I thought the only person who'd be more unhappy than me in the Army, or the Navy, in the Armed Services, is them. Because I am not, I'm perfectly willing to follow a rule as long as you explain to me why. If you say just follow the rule, I'm not going to do it. So I would have been bounced out probably even quicker than you were.
Instead of spending $1 million on these cathedrals for new mental health facilities, why not just fully compensate the disabled veteran for what you did to him?
Well, and I think, but what I would suggest for you is rather than going through the military, which I think is going to be expensive, your timing may be okay on it, but I think it's going to be traumatic for you. I would go to a civilian psychiatrist who... assuming that they would come up with exactly the same diagnosis of a post-traumatic stress disorder, have that put in your file. Then I don't know whether you talk to a civilian lawyer or somebody in the service, because then you've got documentation, and somebody in the VA has got a legitimate point that if by speaking up, I actually had a similar case because I've been on Armed Services Radio, I think, since I started in my career, and also in a number of Army and Navy bases. And I've had questions of someone who said, I've got this problem. And I said, well, you need some help. And they said, no, it'll be on my service record. So I've said things like go to the chaplain, which sometimes can be outside the system and sometimes not. But basically, if you're trying to buck the system, you have to go outside the system to at least get some clarification and some authentication, I think. And that's what you're really looking for at this moment is, okay, but the VA is unlikely to help you just because, as you point out, that part of the system.
Hang on
the question for me. We'll come back and you can ask it in just a moment, all right? 855-99-DR-JOY. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Mom, I can't do my math homework. I just don't get it. I hate math.
I've always tried to be a good mother, but when it came to Jamie's math, I was at a loss. Then a friend told me about Math Made Easy DVDs. Concepts are simplified in an easy way to follow and review, and students can learn at their own pace in the convenience of home. Listen, in the frustration, call Math Made Easy. Call now, 1-800-USA-MATH. That's 1-800-872-6284. Or visit us at mathmadeeasy.com.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com, the future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates, 1-800-425-4610.
Based on actual cases, results may vary. Not a solicitation for legal services.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
I'm here to do exactly that. Let me just make a quick comment, Bill, and I want to go right back to you, and Jesslyn, we'll get to you in just a second as well. Apparently, the live stream was down for a couple of days on my website, but it should be back up. You just have to go and click on where it says Listen Live, and then you have to click again because basically it's a double connection for it to play. All right, but should be okay. There was a bit of a glitch. Apparently something in the system changed, and you know the interfaces didn't recognize each other, but it should be up okay.
Right. You just make sure to click on the play button after you click on the Listen Now link.
Okay.
Yep.
So it's two clicks.
Yep.
Two clicks. Okay. All right. We're talking with Bill, who feels that the armed services have not done well by him. That he feels that he was traumatized. And again, this is not a new story. That there is harassment that goes on, that there's sexual harassment that goes on. I've interviewed a number of women in the armed services who felt that who were raped and felt that they got no, not only did they not get help from their superiors, but sometimes their superiors were involved. And I'm just saying, if you're dealing with a bureaucracy that requires compliance, the likelihood of getting some restitution or some respite from within the system isn't very high, so you have to go outside the system begin with. Go ahead and ask your question.
Here's a fantastic idea. I'm honored to be on your show, and I think that you should be the person to host a live town hall PTSD with President Obama, and I could set that up because we could call former Governor Charlie Crist right now, who's supposed to be working for President Obama. You could put him on the air live right now with you, and you ask him. That would be fantastic.
Well, I'm certainly willing to do whatever, you know, to show up wherever you need me to do. I'm not sure that this is exactly the place to do it, and I'm not sure that he would be willing to do that. I mean, you can certainly, if you can get in touch with him and have him call the program, I'm perfectly willing to do it. The town meeting on my program is kind of a distraction from what I do. In terms of, you know, Monday through Friday, but I'm perfectly willing to do it. If you can set it up, I'll show up.
Yeah, that would be great. I love that you're talking about it. I'm glad that you see my side of the story and you're letting me talk. My name is Bill Apgar, like the baby score. You know,
okay.
Apgar. A-P-G-A-R.
I know what an Apgar score is.
Bill
Apgar. Yeah. Well, listen, Bill. If you set it up, I'll be delighted to do it. I think it is.
I just want to let you.
Go ahead.
I just want to let you know that Chuck Harder is back on the air, so I want to give a shout out to Mr. Chuck Harder at White Springs, Florida.
There you go. So we've got you've done your checklist. But if you can get a range, you know how to get in touch. Just go to the website and send me an email. And if you can get it arranged, I would be delighted to do it. And I've actually done a fair amount of work with the armed services. Because I think it is a bureaucracy, but it also there are more young people coming back, and middle-aged people coming back, especially, we were talking about it last night, from Iraq and from Afghanistan, with post-traumatic stress disorder. And the person I was talking to last night was saying, well, it's because the rules of engagement have changed. And I'm saying everything's changed. Who you can trust has changed. There aren't uniforms anymore. There aren't battle lines. There aren't clear objectives. It's the nature of war, and there has, we didn't call it PTSD before, we called it shell shock, but there has always been an issue. And I think the good news about it, Bill, and there's not a whole lot of good news, but there's some, which is that at least there's a recognition, at least people are talking about it. And whether there's more of it, I think there probably is more of it, but it's also recognized more. And I truly believe that there are a number of people within the system who are feeling that we owe it to the men and women who go and fight wars for us to take better care of them. And I was talking with somebody last night who was actually involved in building housing for wounded vets. So, you get it arranged, I'm there.
You know,
okay?
Stop the misdiagnosis.
My misdiagnosis. And the point is that if they call it PTSD, then they have to acknowledge that the trauma occurred, and therefore they're responsible for it. If they say, you have a problem, and you had a problem, we shouldn't. Then the question is, how did they miss it and let you into the service? So, I mean, again, you get it arranged, but go for you for right now, independent of any town meeting or anything else.
I know.
If you go and find yourself a civilian psychiatrist who deals, and the American Psychological Association is although I would suggest you find a psychiatrist rather than a psychologist in this particular circumstance, that the largest study of PTSD ever undertaken was undertaken a couple of years ago by the American Psych Association following September 11th, because the idea was that you had an entire country that was essentially subjected to what And a lot of people develop post-traumatic stress disorder as a result of it. So there was a huge study. So it is timely, it is important, and I think you have, it sounds, a fairly legitimate, I shouldn't say fairly legitimate, I assume a legitimate issue, but you're going to have to go, in terms of the diagnosis, because it is a bureaucracy and a hierarchy that defines, that demands compliance. Within the system, the likelihood of somebody standing up and saying, yeah, you know, we're responsible for this, isn't very high, because whomever the woman you talked to was being honest that you know, she'd lose her job, that they would view that as insubordination to a certain extent. But a civilian is not going to have that problem, and you may be able to find a civilian who is a veteran as well, which wouldn't hurt. But go outside the system, get your diagnosis, and in the meantime, which I think will help you specifically, if you'd like me to help on a larger basis and you can get it arranged, I'm there. Okay?
I mean, it would be great. I'm glad that you let me on your program. You know, I think disabled veterans need all the help they can, even if that's a, you know, I told Governor Charlie Crist, I said, I think you should be the first governor to issue a national medical marijuana card for disabled veterans. You know.
Well, good luck. You can take that issue on a little separately from me.
Well, I did ask him at Thanksgiving because he said that his sister was going to bake their turkey, and I asked him if he was going to smoke their turkey.
Thank you so much.
All right.
For a lot of people, a lot of people, smoked turkey doesn't necessarily have anything to do with weed. But Bill, listen, I'll look forward to hearing from you. All right.
All right. Peace out. Thanks a lot.
You as well. Jacqueline, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Hey, Dr. Brown. This is Jacqueline Phillips out of Gainesville, Georgia. I was diagnosed with bipolar with psychotic episode years ago, and I'm on 3 medications I take at night. I had total knee replacement. This is going to work out. I'm going to tell you the story about this. On my left knee about 8 years ago, did the right knee had to be done. I woke up in shock after being put under anesthesia, and also I didn't get my pain medicine for a while because they were giving me blood. Of a way for me to prepare myself for this next surgery. I'm scheduled in February to have my right knee done, and I'm scared to death to be put to sleep. I don't know where my fears are coming from, but I have a lot of health issues.
Well, I hear. How old are you, Jocelyn?
I'm 60. I was 60 in December.
Okay. Are you overweight, normal weight?
I am overweight. Yes, ma'am. I am overweight. I have thyroid issues.
Okay. I'll tell you what, let me put you on hold. You understand I'm a psychologist, and so I'm going to handle this more from a psychological standpoint than a medical standpoint, because I'm not a physician, I'm a psychologist. But let me walk you through at least some people to talk to and some questions.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks?
I'm Dr.
You need
Joy
Iodine for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just $1 a day, Iodine is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late. Before you get sick, or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Hey, sorry I'm running late. I had to stop and get my vitamins for the month.
I got mine in the mail yesterday from DiscountNutritionShop.com. So I'm here, totally on time.
DiscountNutritionShop.com?
Yep, they're a lifesaver in more ways than one. They have all the nutritional supplements you need, the major brands you know, plus you can save up to 10%. Write down this number, 888-908-4548.
Huh?
888-908-4548. Or just go to DiscountNutritionShop.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
We're talking with Jacqueline, who has a number of, she's on a number of different meds, and she had one knee replaced and really had some serious issues about the anesthetic, and she's now scheduled for her other knee to be replaced and is very worried about being knocked out, which I think everybody is. I think anybody who's at all sensible is, and that's one of the major worries about any surgery is, I think for two reasons. One is just psychologically, that feeling like we're that somebody is out of, is controlling us because we're completely out to lunch. And I think that is a kind of a basic human concern. But in addition, where you've had problems, and I guess the third issue is that when you depress somebody's consciousness, it's a fine line. So I'm saying that your fears are pretty common, and you don't have to feel like you're a lunatic because you're worried about this. But what I would do, is I would make an appointment with the anesthesiologist. And you can call up your surgeon and ask who the anesthesiologist is. Because usually you don't you meet the anesthesiologist either in the operating room or just before you go in. But in your particular case, where you've got some issues that are complications, I would make a list of your medications. I would be clear about your weight. If you've got any respiratory problems, you should tell him or her. And I would go and I'll tell you, I did this once. I am not overweight, and I'm not on any medications, but I tend to overreact to every medication. I just, in the old days when we used to get smallpox boosters, they would call me, you would get a smallpox booster every 3 years, and they would call me in. They would call the nursing staff in and the medical staff in and say, look, this is a type 1 reaction. You never see this anymore. Because even though my shots are up to date, my body, I'm luckily very healthy, but I do tend to overreact to everything. So medically. So when I had foot surgery about I guess a year and a half ago, and I made an appointment with the anesthesiologist, and I said a little is going to go a long way with me, and and he said, you know, I'll give you the minimum, and I still had some issues. You know, I came out very hypotensive and scared the living daylights out of him. And I said, look, when in doubt, less is more. So make an appointment, list your meds. You'll know the anesthesiologist ahead of time, which will make you feel a little bit better about it.
Okay.
But you know, it's not a bad time. I mean, certainly if you're talking about the next couple of weeks, you're very likely not going to lose a whole lot of weight. But certainly trying to eat healthy and not, you know, to make yourself as healthy as possible, get a little exercise. So in general, you want to be in as good a position as possible before you undergo any medical procedure, but certainly surgery. But, I mean, the good news is once you get that knee replaced, you're going to be much more mobile, which means you can exercise better and which means you can tackle the weight. But for right now, call up your surgeon, get an appointment with the anesthesiologist, take a list of your meds, and explain that what happened to you before. And that,
right.
I mean, because,
I don't really appreciate that.
Yeah, well, and it's good medicine as well. The anesthesiologist should be incredibly grateful because you're giving him or her some additional information to make them even more adept at their job. So, but do it. And do it as far ahead of time as you can. I mean, in the next week or two. Okay?
Thank you. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jocelyn. Yeah, I mean, you know, the more your doctor knows about you, the better they can be for you. Because bottom line is they're a consultant. That the person who knows most about your body is you will always be the case. And for doctors who understand that, they have very good success rates. For doctors who don't, the numbers are much more terrifying. So help your doctor to help you. Tell them what they need to know. And don't assume that they already know or that they're going to view you as a pain in the neck. A doctor who views you as a pain in the neck because you're trying to fill them in about who you are is not a good doctor for you. And I know medicine is complicated, and I know doctors are rushed, and I know, you know, insurance, and yada, yada, yada. A doctor who doesn't listen to you is not a good doctor, period, for you. All righty? 855-99-DR-JOY. I mean, we sort of got today's program off to a lovely start as far as I'm concerned, as you know. If you know, I just sit here and take phone calls every day of my life for the rest of my life, if it's up to me. Which I guess it is to a certain extent. Well, it's up to me and it's up to you because if the phone calls aren't there, you know, I can't answer a phone that's not ringing. My phone's not ringing. I assume it's still not you. Do you know that song, Mammy?
I don't think I've heard of that one.
Oh, that's one of my favorite songs.
What is it again?
My phone's not ringing. My phone's still not ringing. I assume it's still not you. Isn't that a great song?
That is pretty slick.
A little
convoluted,
but kind of cool. All right, so what have I got here? I've got actually a fair amount of time here.
Yeah, we've got about a little over 5 minutes.
All right, well, let's talk about today in history because it's getting to be one of my favorite things just because it always seems to have some kind of theme going on. First of all, it is National Pie Day, so there we go, and National Handwriting Day. I'd probably do better in the pie than the handwriting. Everybody hates my handwriting. They said that that's how they know I wasn't a physician because you can actually read my handwriting. My handwriting looks just like printing. It's actually not, but it does look like it. All right. Today in history, this is kind of cool, especially for those of us who love ancient history, Greek and Rome. Mm-hmm. Roman Emperor Theodosius proclaims his 8-year-old son, Herodias, his co-emperor.
Co-emperor.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's probably to ensure that nobody stabbed him in the neck.
Right.
I mean, I think, yeah.
Well, 8 years old, too. I mean, how about that?
Well, remember, there are, in Tibet and something, there have been Chinese emperors, children emperors. Mm-hmm. And remember that British history that they locked the two princes in the tower, mm-hmm. who were, I think, 5 and 8 or something. So you really don't want to either be in line to the throne. I think it's not good for your health. Or living, one of the profound statements I heard once is, pity the poor people, the peasants, who live in country with great national resources because they become enslaved. If you think about it, right?
Yeah.
Tobacco, oil, cotton, diamonds. Yeah, what you want to be, I think, to be safe is middle class, folks. The fact that middle class hasn't existed for most of the world is maybe one of the reasons that this is a more stable country than many, is that there is that middle class.
Right.
Did you hear something like 87% of people say that they're in the middle class? Which is, you know, I'm not sure. That's a big middle.
Yeah.
All right. The deadliest earthquake in history, in Shanghai earthquake, I think it's pronounced, in China, the death toll may have been as high as 830,000 people.
Wow.
But it was in 1556, so I don't even know how they estimate that.
Yeah, I mean,
that was probably a large part of the world's population. Well, you figure that a quarter of the world's population lives in China anyway, and this was, you know, 500 years or 450 some years ago, 460 years ago, essentially.
Yeah. Wow.
But the point being, there have always been, do not mess with Mother Nature. Georgetown College, which is the first Catholic university in the U.S., was founded in Georgetown, Maryland, which is now part of D.C.
Mm-hmm.
This is one of my personal favorites. Elizabeth Blackwell got an M.D. By the Geneva Medical College in Geneva, New York, and she became the first female doctor. I knew that. Did you know that?
I've heard the name before.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Walter Frederick Morrison sells the rights to his flying disc, called the Whammo, which became
the Frisbee.
Yeah, that's pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
The 24th Amendment to the United States Constitution prohibiting the use of poll taxes in national elections is ratified 1964. That's an embarrassment, folks. That's only 50 years ago.
Yeah, wow.
And that was basically to keep African Americans from voting, period. Mm-hmm. The idea was, if you were white, they'd ask you to spell cat. If you were African American, they'd ask you to spell chrysanthemum. I still can't spell chrysanthemum.
Well, it's like that scene in Selma where,
yep, exactly,
Oprah's character is at that window and he's like, name the 82 judicial something. It had something to do with I'd have to see it again to remember. But
yeah, something impossible.
It was impossible to figure out, and totally.
Well, chrysanthemum, yeah. The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in 1986 inducted the first members, Little Richard, Chuck Berry, James Brown, Ray Charles, Fats Domino, the Everly Brothers, Buddy Holly, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Elvis.
That's
How cool is that?
That's a pretty good inaugural class, isn't it?
I want to be there, yeah. Madeleine Albright in 1997 became the first woman to serve as United States Secretary of State. So today's about firsts.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially with first women, too. I mean, that's
yeah, great. A lot of women. Although no women in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
True.
They could have put, who could they have put? Well, Dolly Parton is in rock and roll, in theory. Debbie Harry, too late. We'll figure it out. And Richard Nixon announced the peace accord had been reached in Vietnam today. So, basically a good day for women and for rock and roll. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. As a parent, one of my greatest concerns is for the safety and well-being of my family. But no matter how concerned I am, it doesn't take the place of taking action and preparing for the unknown. I plan by having a GoFood savings account where I allocate a little money each month to have health store quality food delivered to my door at budget store prices. Although GoFoods are storable for 25 years, they are family mealtime favorites even today. My family asking to eat the food that we are storing lets me know that when we only have the food we stored to live on, that we won't have the added stress of eating unfamiliar or undesirable food. Buying GoFoods is investing in the future of my family. Convenient packages allow me to buy according to my budget, and I get free shipping on my monthly orders. To set up your GoFoods savings account, call 800-648-9753 or on the web at www.storefoodnow.com. That's 800-648-9753.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Genesis is defined as an origin, creation, or the beginning. Genesis Communications Network began with the mission of providing you with the kind of compelling content you're listening to now. And at GCNLive.com, you'll find a free archive of our nation's history, narrated by GCN hosts. Explore, share, and pass down to future generations. GCN is the future of talk radio, but we should always strive to learn from our past. Together, we are GCNLive.com. GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Right, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
Yeah, and what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, today in history, as I said, we're kind of a whole bunch of firsts, including a whole bunch of cool women, Madeleine Albright and the first woman physician, and Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. How cool is that? Would that have been fun to be at?
That's a great,
great lineup.
Class to
yeah.
get in. That's just awesome.
Yeah. But I'm here. So today in history is also a stupid human trick. we have a couple of stories that fall well into that category. Here's probably my favorite. a Cowboy fan sues the NFL for $88 billion. Yeah, $88 billion over the reverse call.
Just the utter absurdity of it is.
Well, it actually turns out to be somewhat inaccurate because it's almost $89 billion because he's actually suing for $88,987,654,321.88. Unclear how he came up with that number. However, this is a man who has some time on his hands. He's incarcerated in a Colorado correctional facility.
If it couldn't get any more silly.
Wait a minute, yeah. Basically an overturned call. Terry Hendricks, apparently he's a passionate Dallas Cowboy fan, is seeking that amount of money from the NFL in the wake of the controversial replay reversal in the Cowboys' NFC divisional round loss to Green Bay, who then lost anyway. He named NFL Vice President officiating Dean Blandino, referee Gene Saratore, I guess, and Commissioner...
Saratore, yeah.
See, I got that one right quite accidentally. And Commissioner Roger Goodell by name. Luckily, lawsuit is handwritten, so we don't have to worry about typos. He asked for the sum, but not limited to negligence, breach of fiduciary duty, and also reckless disregard. Pretty good vocabulary.
Funny how it's a handwritten lawsuit on National Handwriting Day. That's kind of interesting.
Yeah, I think it's perfect. Cowboys wide receiver Des Bryant made what was first ruled a catch, a spectacular one at that, on fourth down pass down the sideline. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
After Packers head coach Mike McCarthy challenged the call, it was ruled that Bryant didn't complete the process of the catch.
Yep.
Reaction to the play and the ambiguous rule primarily followed the bad rule, good call narrative. Hendricks believes his team and its fans were cheated. He calls the video review and reversal a fraud and a gross negligence that caused true injury to the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh,
notice they're not suing. Had the pivotal play late in the January 11th game been ruled a catch, Hendricks believes the Cowboys would have been in position to secure a win and advance to the championship. Dean Blandino, Gene Saratore, and Roger Goodell are wrong. They have stolen a victory from the plaintiffs, wrote in the lawsuit. When we say wrote, we're not kidding here. The Cowboys' offensive line would have perfectly created an Audubon for DeMarco Murray to drive into the end zone for the score and the victory. This guy is actually about 6'6", and doesn't look nutty, but who knows? All right. He presumably arrived at the figure close to $89 billion because of Bryant's jersey number.
That's what I was going to ask.
88.
That's what I was going to ask because I saw the headline and I thought, okay, Des Bryant, number 88.
All right, the desired sum begins and ends with the number, and Hendricks refers to the Cowboys star wideout as Des Bryant, number 88, numerous times in the lawsuit. So what about the other numbers, though? He's an inmate at the Fremont Correctional Facility in Canyon City, Colorado. States that he appears as counsel for Des Bryant and all Dallas Cowboys fans and all people in or from the sovereign Republic of Texas. Oh, I don't know how Texans are going to feel about that. The suit seeks permission to move before court within 35 days. In conjunction with the suit, Hendricks filed an application to continue with the case without paying court fees. They actually have a picture of it. It's not only handwritten, it's actually printed. So you can actually go online and see what it looks like. Should you... be a little masochistic.
It's fairly in-depth. I mean, it's just the whole thing is just silly.
Well, it's clearly somebody who's got a lot of time on his hands.
Right.
It doesn't say what he's in prison for. Maybe impersonating a lawyer. I don't know.
Some sort of fraud, probably.
Yeah, maybe. And so that's kind of stupid human trick number one. Well, he's not stupid, per se. It's just, you know, I could say, look, if you're in prison, and every day's the same, and you think, I mean... clearly, he got the form. Although apparently there are a lot of people in prison who know a lot about the law because it's in their best interest to learn. You know, jailhouse lawyers and things of the sort.
Right.
In a related but equally weird story, a woman rescues a bald eagle, which are endangered, as you know, from a trap gets fined for tampering with the trap, and the trapper wasn't charged.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that one's... laughing gas has now become a popular option for women giving birth.
Hmm.
I don't know what that means. coffee may reduce risk for skin cancer. I don't know if that means you rub it on yourself or not. And again, something that I certainly wouldn't have thought about, the don't expect an amazing Apple Watch battery life. I don't expect a battery life from Apple to ever be amazing. I mean, well, they're the world's worst batteries.
And even on cell phones now, I mean, the biggest complaint about the newest cell phones that come out is the features are all great, the screens, you know, people love...
They love the camera.
Yeah, but what the number one complaint is always, oh, the battery life, it burns out too quickly. So, I mean, it's...
Well, and I don't have the 6, I have the 5, mm-hmm. but it won't last a day. And yeah. I charge it, you know, I try really hard not to overcharge it, but, I mean, it'll just sit there, it'll be 100% charged, and I'll look at it 2 hours later, I haven't touched the phone, and it's 79%.
Yeah.
And I don't understand how that is since I didn't touch the phone.
See, I have the HTC One that came out a couple of years ago. I'm probably going to end up upgrading it pretty soon. But it's the same way. The battery just drains out. You know, it won't make it through a full day. Yeah.
Yeah, which is really irritating.
Yeah.
And apparently, I mean, that you'd think, see, someone's going to make a lot of money because they're going to make a cell phone that you could actually hear on,
mm-hmm.
which will be extraordinary, and nobody will even care how much it costs. It may not be as cute, but you would actually be able to hear a conversation on it. And a battery. Did you see the new Tesla has, you can now, yeah, believe it or not, I was talking with somebody yesterday who owns a Tesla.
Okay.
Not that. And he can go 230 miles on the Tesla.
Hmm.
It turns out that the reason that we were not riding around in this Tesla is because there's apparently a 14-volt battery on the Tesla.
Oh, boy.
Probably has to do, I don't even know what, probably the lights on the dashboard or something.
Yeah.
You know, that I said, you know, you just need a couple double A's. So you call them up, they come to your house and give you the new battery. But they also, he said that you can drive essentially now across country in a Tesla because they have so many charging stations, and it takes about 20 minutes to recharge the entire car. Or they have a thing where you can replace the battery for about, in like literally like 3 or 4 minutes for what it costs to fill your tank.
Wow.
Let's go Tesla. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main break, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.